Forever Young is brought to you in part by our good friends at Pharmacy, the makers of Sea Veg and Super Sea Veg. Learn more at the website buyseaveg.com. That's BUYSEAVEG.com. And use the code FOREVER20 for 20% off your order.
The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
Hello, everyone. So glad you could join us today right here on Forever Young. If by chance it's the first time you've come across our show, whether it be on the traditional radio dial, Sirius XM, or any of our podcast platforms, welcome to the program. Our main mission on the show for well over two decades is always to have our listeners walk away feeling informed and educated on healthier lifestyle options and good quality science-based information. Now, if you'd like to learn more about our show, it's super easy. You can go to our website. That's americasnaturaldoctor.com. Again, americasnaturaldoctor.com. And there you can listen to past shows. We have over, 330 podcast episodes. We have articles from A to Z that you can read, YouTube videos, all kinds of great stuff, and just additional information that you may need to learn in this day and age. And again, we also have a free newsletter, so feel free to sign up for that to get discounts, giveaways, and content just for being a listener of the show. Now, on this program, we talk about a lot of different things, whether it be hormones, energy, brain fog, inflammatory factors, ways to keep your family healthy throughout the whole year, not just particularly on one season. We have so many seasons, but we've also been dealing with the pandemic. So anything that we can put in within our system will be an excellent thing. I'll be joined by Dr. Jim Laval today. He's going to share with us ways that we can encourage not only the immune response year-round, but ways that we can support cardiovascular health as well, in the form of AGE, aged garlic extract. Now, one of the great things and the sponsors of the show is Wakanaga of America, the makers of Kyolic. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and they are a wonderful company. I mean, one of the things that we've recommended on this program for well over a decade, we're very excited about them. They came to America in 1972. It was initially developed by scientist Dr. Eugene Schneel and banker Mr. Manji Wakanaga in post-World War II Japan. Today's AGE begins with organic garlic growing in California. So again, they're doing this really great sweepstakes and giveaway for all the listeners to show their support on a lot of their rock star projects. So make sure to learn a little bit more. You can go to kyolic.com. And for the entire year of 2022, every single month, they're going to do a chance for consumers to win 12 units. So an entire year's supply. There's no purchase necessary. Again, winners will be picked randomly each and every month. You can go and read the rules a little bit at the website. Again, that is kyolic.com. We're actually going to put all this information right there on the radio section of americasnaturaldoctor.com. So if for some reason you want to learn a little bit more, you sure can. It's a wonderful way that they give back to people to be grateful about the 50-year journey. And again, incorporating these products into helping families, making a difference, because this can be a very weird spot to navigate. I plan on asking our very special guest, Dr. Jim Laval, when he joins us in the next segment, what is the correlation between heart health and immune? Is there one? Is chronic inflammation going to lead to potentially a cardiovascular event or vice versa? So I'm sure that his brain of knowledge will open up. We'll learn a lot on that. Again, stick with us and we'll talk more. But in the meantime, if you do visit our website, we have three new articles this week. More Dr. Mark Stangler, America's Natural Doctor, my co-host of the show. He talked about, according to the CDC, about 20% of women and 10% of men had a severe headache or migraine in the past 3 months. Several drugs can help prevent and treat migraine headaches, but what if the real cause of your migraines is a nutrient deficiency versus needing some type of script. So please go in there. There's all kinds of great information in that article. Migraine busting study. Additional studies demonstrate low nutrients associated with migraines. Ways we can maybe eat healthier and incorporate different supplements. He also put out a great article on vitamin D facts you may not know. And again, you can read all about it underneath the Health Breakthroughs of America's Natural Doctor. And then one that I found very surprising, which is pretty awesome. When we think about vitamin C, we generally think about vitamin C for immune support and a number of others. But have you ever thought of brain function with the incorporation of vitamin C? So it's really great. Dr. Mark went into food sources of vitamin C, maybe some things you might want to avoid. He also shared a study that involved 214 healthy young adults who had inadequate vitamin C levels, kind of what happened with them. And again, you can go and read more on that. Quercetin is also in the news again, so you might want to check that one out. And make sure you visit the radio section to get discounts and giveaways just for being a listener of the show. We have great companies out there that, again, are doing the right thing, including the one we're about to talk to in the next break with Dr. Jim Laval. Again, that is Wakanaga of America, the makers of Kyolic. There's over 12 different formulas that have just been created over the decades. And again, based on clinical research, which is phenomenal, on just ways that you can incorporate to help with the immune function year-round, not just seasonally. So feel free to go and check that out and sign up for that 50th anniversary. Again, if you'd like to learn more, the website is kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. And again, that's Wakanaga of America. If you get lost along the way throughout any of the program, again, make sure you visit our website. That is americasnaturaldoctor.com. We will be right back after the break with our very special guest. So stick with us. More on your health when we return.
Research shows that Asian cultures enjoy greater health and longevity when compared to Western cultures, in large part to their omega and antioxidant-rich diet of sea plants. They enjoy enhanced immune health, increased energy, less joint stiffness, healthier hair, skin, and nails, and more balanced body weights because sea vegetables have more natural nutrients compared to land vegetables. Most Americans don't have access to this nutrition until Sea Veg, a daily multi-superfood supplement with over 92 vitamins and minerals derived from sea plants. Sea Veg is the leader in harvesting of sea plants from the remaining pristine waters of the North Atlantic, providing an easy way to get all those nutrients in natural, organic, vegan, and gluten-free formulas for adults, children, and pets. Get Sea Veg today by calling 855-627-9929. That's 855-627-9929 or at buyseaveg.com. That's buyseaveg.com.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's is the only probiotic capsule that contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics online as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers nationwide today.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young. We're grateful that you trust us as a source of understanding your health and sharing it with your family. And if you get lost along the way, you can learn more about us at americasnaturaldoctor.com. Now, one of the things that this pandemic really has done that is positive, if there is a silver lining, is made Americans think about their health and wellness a little bit more. And again, staying healthy is of primary importance for all of us. We know that. But again, it's no surprise that more than half of all Americans are taking proactive steps to improve their overall health. So we're excited to have our good friend and colleague, Jim Laval, on the show. He's joining us today to discuss what we feel is one of the core supplements for heart and immune health, and that is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract from Wakanaga of America. Jim, welcome back to the show. It's great to have you.
Oh, always good to be on the show, Kelly.
Well, let me tell you, it's always good for me for when you're on the show with your over 35 years of experience when it comes to heart and immune health. So let's get to it a little bit, Jim. I think that, like I said in my opening, people care a little bit more. Their immune and their heart health and all parts of their body have become top of mind awareness. But I know when it comes to you, you're always sharing tips with all of your experience. Why don't we start out with a little bit of sharing maybe six key ways that people can support a strong immune system year round?
Yeah, and I think it's important, you know, people finally are realizing that, you know, I've got to work on my health day in and day out. And it turns out that when you start to take steps towards, you know, living a healthier lifestyle, that actually has a direct effect on your immune health. So, you know, the first one, you know, obviously is, you know, get plenty of rest. And I know that sounds like it's an easy task. Like everybody goes, oh, yeah, get plenty of rest. But most of the people that I see usually aren't getting enough sleep. And a lot of that, you know, just directly affects your immune system. For example, if you're only getting 5 hours a night of sleep, if it's during cold and flu season, 9 times more likely to get a cold or flu. But more importantly, when you don't get enough sleep, you don't get to re-energize or rebuild basically your body's, you know, ability to wake up that next day fully recharged. Your body really literally goes through that recharging mechanism, getting rid of all the waste products of what you did during the day and preparing you for the next day. So I've got everybody, if they've got a Whoop or they got a, you know, a Apple Watch, or if they're wearing an Oura Ring and they're looking at their sleep, what happens when you take in a lot of caffeine? How is it when you have that cocktail or two at night? Really starting to understand your sleep is incredibly important. And of course, you know, sleep in a dark room. Some people like to sleep in a cooler room, and there is evidence that says that that really helps. And then really trying to minimize the amount of stress that you're taking on during the day so that you're able to reduce that load of sympathetic drive is incredibly important. I know we'll get to stress in a second, but get that 7 to 9 hour target. You know, you got to hit that. You know, the next one is really simple, but once again, you look at the information out there and people just aren't doing it. You know, we say eat a healthy diet. And first of all, you know, diets vary for individuals, and we realize that, but you've got to really start to look at a couple of key areas. One is getting adequate plant food. And, you know, I always tell people, you know, I believe in a plant-forward diet, meaning you should be thinking about eating vegetables and eating fruits and getting, you know, those nutrient-dense foods in you. And then also, you know, getting in protein. Protein helps your immune system. So, you know, it's just important that people start to make a selection. When you look at it, a lot of Americans may only get 3 servings of vegetables a day. And if you look at the National Cancer Institute's recommendation, for example, they talk about 9 to 13 servings. Now, that would be really rare air, right? I mean, you know,
wow,
a lot of people get, you know, not a lot of people that will come in to me at least and say, oh, yeah, I get 9 servings. Easy. I think getting that process across of, hey, yeah, I'm out of the habit. I'm not eating a salad. I'm not, you know, having greens with my dinner. Where can I start to get, you know, healthier foods into my day-to-day selection? Because in the end, you got to make these decisions day in and day out. These aren't decisions that are, you know, oh, I'm going to do this for a couple of weeks and it's going to get better. These are lifetime decisions that you want to make. Yeah, and then, you know, the other one, of course, I love it when people move. For a lot of people, you know, I get them started on 10 minutes a day even. But the goal would be a minimum of 21 minutes of aerobic activity, walking. And people will say, well, I walk around in my house, I'm cleaning it up, or I'm walking in my office. It's not the same. It's just getting that consistency of movement for a period of time. It kind of gets your heart rate up a little bit, expands your blood vessels. And it also, I find it for people, I tell them, look, don't take your phone on your walk. You know, go and, you know, just try to relax. Think about the day. Try to enjoy the fact that you're out on a walk, right? Obviously, if people can do more than that, I'd prefer it. I think the minimum, when you looked at the Cooper Institute's information, you know, 180 minutes a day of moderate aerobic activity is going to be ideal. So you can get to that 6 days a week. That's awesome. But if you can't, do something. You know, just try to move. Because a lot of times people move 1 hour a day and the rest of the day they're seated. And then they think, wow, I got my hour in, right? Try to work it in a little bit, move a little bit more, park farther out in the parking lot if it's good weather, right? And then, of course, you know, one of the next big ones, to me, it's probably the biggest thing, is stress management. You got a lot of folks today that, you know, this post-COVID world, more Zoom meetings, there's a lot of different types of interactions, and because of that, people have gotten stressed out. Whether you look at gas prices or whatever's going on, you know, there's a lot that goes on, and when you get under a lot of stress and you start to release the stress hormone cortisol, it has a tremendous impact on your immune system, and it's not positive. So, you know, heightened stress, and they call it flattening of the cortisol curve. When you start to create kind of a long-term release of stress hormones during the course of the day, that has a tremendous effect on triggering inflammatory compounds in your body. So your immune system then starts fighting against you, basically. You start being under this consistent stress, creating this consistent inflammatory response, and that leads to something called metabolic inflammation, which, you know, why we're going to talk about aged garlic later is because of its effect on metabolic inflammation. So what can you do about stress? I talked about walking. I'm down to teaching people to do box breathing 3 to 4 minutes twice a day. It's like, look, if all you've got is 4 minutes twice a day to devote to, you know, reducing your stress load, do box breath, you know, hold in 4 seconds, hold 4 seconds, out 4 seconds. And when you're exhaling, think about the stress you're releasing that you've already been through the course of the day. And then, of course, hold for 4 seconds and then repeat that for 3 or 4 minutes. And I have to tell you, I have more clients come back to me and go, you know what, that really helps to reset my nervous system. I can tell a difference when I do it. So I think that's really important that people take an active role in managing the physical side of their stress. Look at your resting heart rate. Is your resting heart rate above 62? Is it in the 70s or 80s? Well, that means that stress is probably getting the better part of you. Probably the last two things, you know, one is thinking positive. I think we all think, hey, it's a good idea to think positive. But they've actually shown that even people with risk factors for heart disease or family history, if they're positive thinkers, they're less likely to have an issue versus those that are negative thinkers. They're more prone to have a heart attack than positive thinkers are. Oh. Trying to put that silver lining around even those very dark clouds, it really is important. You know, the last is, you know, think about nutrients to take. And we all know we need to get our basic nutrients like magnesium and zinc and vitamin C and B vitamins. Those are important. But because we've got 50% of the population in the U.S. is either insulin resistant or diabetic, a third of all adults have heart disease, 55 and over is 50%. So thinking of using a nutrient like aged garlic extract, I really look at it as one of the key nutrients for the next, you know, decade, because there's so many studies that show how it neutralizes kind of the negative impacts of inflammatory signaling, you know, even as in cold and flu. Now, we're not in cold and flu season. We're kind of on the way out. But they did a great study with aged garlic extract that showed that, you know, it will reduce duration, you know, as much as 61% and symptoms by 21%. So we've been giving aged garlic extract out saying, hey, this is awesome. It's great for heart health. Here, it turns out that it's also great for immune health, too. And I know, you know, we'll be able to go through some of those benefits from that. But those are kind of the key things, right? You know, and if I had to say one more thing on diet, you know, in general, I think people eat too much. They eat too late. They probably pick the wrong foods. When they start to do that, you start to throw off the way your body actually is designed to take in food, which is taking food during the day and then process the rest of your metabolic output through the night and repair for the following day. So there's a real science to the fact of, you know, what our grandparents did. I know my Italian grandma was like, hey, you eat a healthy breakfast, 7 a.m., you have a good lunch, 12 p.m., you have a good dinner, about 5 p.m. And then if you're a good little boy, maybe you get something to eat at 7 p.m. But, you know, you basically you're on that 12-12 schedule. You know, ethnically, that's what we did, you know, but we've gotten away from that. And I think it's important.
Absolutely. And when we come back, we're going to pick up on a few other things and talk about maybe an avenue people can go down who are looking to maybe figure out, okay, how can I manage the inflammatory factors, make sure I'm intaking positive things within my life that can help, you know, the main computer system of our body, which is that of the immune system. So stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement, providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite gum and mince right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry. And make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Most of us could use more energy in our day, but caffeine can only do so much. At some point, we need to look at the root causes of our fatigue. It turns out the two main factors in low energy are chronic stress and a lack of nutrition. Organifi creates delicious superfood blends that address both these problems. They use adaptogenic herbs and mushrooms to help balance cortisol levels associated with stress, and they make it easier to add more nutrients into your day. Organifi's green juice is a great way to start your day with the essential superfoods that help reduce stress and reset your morning. It also contains vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, and a clinical dose of ashwagandha, which is known to help support healthy cortisol levels, which aid in weight management. If you'd like to learn more, you can go to getgreenjuice.com. That's getgreenjuice.com. Use the code DRMARK, that's Dr. Mark, to save 20% off the entire site when visiting getgreenjuice.com. Welcome back, listeners. Again, thank you for joining us each and every week right here on Forever Young, being taken to class by our good friend Jim Laval. We've talked about a lot of great things that you can implement in order to maybe get yourself on a really good track for having a better immune response all year round. Jim shared with us 6 really great tips. We talked to ways to get moving, foods you should integrate, balancing stress the best that you can, thinking positive, and again, adding in some really good nutritional rich supplementation. Now, Jim, I wanted to pick up a little bit because we get a lot of questions on the program. And I'll tell you, through the last 18, 24 months, we get one common question on a regular basis. And it's from people who maybe are using a statin medication again. And they, oh, Kelly, I'm afraid to add in flavonoids. I'm afraid to add in antioxidants. What would be the benefit? Would it have a counterindication with my medication? Now, Jim, being a pharmacist, a clinical pharmacist for as long as you have, would you mind kind of picking up and helping me devise what we can give to the listeners so they can feel safe and secure about adding in some of these great nutrients?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, the first thing is that, you know, so a statin, by the way, the big thing that statins do is they help decrease some of the inflammatory signaling that occurs from, you know, bad actor lipids, right? So it's actually acting more on that immune side, which a lot of people don't realize. They think, oh, I'll just lower my cholesterol. But in terms of doing other things with a statin, you know, for example, aged garlic extract, I mean, the early studies that Dr. Budoff did were pretty striking, where if you were on a statin alone versus a statin and being on aged garlic extract, your rate of plaquing decreased significantly, you know, well over two-thirds. So it actually, it ends up being, and I think we need to have more discussion about these types of situations where adding a nutrient actually helps the drug therapy that you're taking. And look, when you look at taking flavonoids, for example, flavonoids help your body to neutralize histamine, right? It's really an important thing because it's one of the inflammatory signals that can get kind of haywire as people develop more and more sensitivities and allergies and gut permeability issues. And so flavonoids are, you know, really important. Same thing with making sure you get adequate vitamin D and, you know, making sure that your body is armed to defend things. Because what happens is people go, oh, I'm on this drug now. It's taking care of my heart disease, right? There's that attitude too. Like, not only are they not scared, they kind of get thinking that, well, this drug's taking care of it. And the reality is we know that, you know, all those lifestyle things that we mentioned earlier are super important to help manage the inflammatory signaling going on in your body. And then adding nutrients like aged garlic extract is only going to help. It's not going to hurt.
Thank you so much for picking up on that, because I think that this inflammatory factor, especially through the pandemic, is really what causes a lot of issues. And the inflammation isn't always bad, right, Jim? We need it within the body to protect ourselves, but it's when it kind of runs rampant is when you start seeing patients and other people having a lot of issues.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I mean, you're supposed to have an inflammatory response. So say you get a bug, or you have an environmental insult of some kind, or some other event, something happens where you trigger an inflammatory response. That is supposed to help you. But see, what's supposed to happen is once the insult is, you know, recognized and taken care of, your body's supposed to turn off inflammatory signaling. So what that means is that your body's immune system is sending out basically little smart bombs, you know, they're called cytokines, that trigger inflammatory signaling. So if that starts to become constant, so what we learned over these last few years, people with diabetes, people that are insulin resistant, people with heart disease, people with autoimmune disorders, their immune system's working a little harder at baseline, right? So it's kind of a little worn down, but yet it's activated. It's pushing out inflammation signaling. And then when the bug came in, you had no choice because you were already in an inflamed state to really get an exaggerated response. So it's kind of like pouring, you know, fuel on the fire, right? And so how do you know that you're triggering metabolic inflammation? Well, first is that your lipids go sideways. You make more bad actor lipids, more oxidized LDL, more small LDL cholesterol. So it can either be BBs or beach balls is how I explain it to people. And if you try to throw a beach ball through a tennis net, you're not too successful. If you could throw a BB through a tennis net, you'll probably be pretty successful. That's kind of how you want to think of the inner lining of your artery, the endothelium. It's that tennis net. The smaller the LDL, the more it penetrates. And so it's really important that, you know, understand that you can measure those kind of things with a blood test. Am I making a lot of bad actor lipids? Because just finding out your cholesterol doesn't tell you that. The next thing that happens is you start to become more insulin resistant, meaning that when you're under inflammation, your insulin receptors don't work as well. That means your blood sugar is going to go up, your adrenaline and noradrenaline start to go up, and your blood vessels get more, you know, tight. And that means blood pressure changes occur, blood sugar issues occur, weight gain starts to occur. And probably the biggest thing that happens, and, you know, a couple other things, you get bone loss when you have inflammatory signaling in your body. So it's not just about fighting off colds and flus. When your immune system is turned on chronically in an inflammatory stance, bone loss, and then probably the biggies are you start to lose the ability of your mitochondria to make energy. And so now I'm starting to feel like I'm in an energy deficit. And I can't do things with the vitality and don't have the metabolic reserve I used to have. And this even goes all the way upstream to affecting cognitive function. So, you know, and that term is neuroinflammation. And so that's why it's so important we talk about understanding, you know, what can you do about kind of dampening that fire of inflammation. Why I said kyolic was so, you know, valuable is that there's so many studies that have shown that it influences multiple aspects of that inflammation response.
Yeah, and that's great. And I, you know, we've been saying, oh, there's over 800 studies. Last time I talked to you, there was well over 800 studies. So
Right. Again,
continuing to research, I think there was new research out of the University of Florida that actually AGE increases the number of immune cells as well. Were you pretty surprised about that study?
That was an interesting study because it did a couple things. One, it showed that aged garlic extract acted as a prebiotic, that it actually was helping the beneficial flora in the gut or the microbiome to remain diversified and to thrive. And I think that's important as a part of your immune defense. And then the other piece was is that it increased something called gamma delta T killer cells. And why they're important is they're the sentinels. They go out there and they can fight the good fight. So, and what happens with people as we're getting older or if we're under a lot of immune stress is we start to wear out our T killer cells. You know, it's called T killer cell fatigue, basically. And so when you're taking a nutrient that can help kind of boost and reinvigorate that part of your immune system, your innate immune system, the one that's going to help you fight things off, pretty important.
Yeah, that's major. And I love that these are coming out of like massive universities. It's not coming out of like Tie Your
right.
Shoes a University. You know, it's like
right.
UCLA, you know, Dr. Budoff's been involved. And I mean, you have followed this for years and years. And what is the correlation between the heart and immune health? If our immune is degraded, if we go into that, you know, inflammatory state 24/7, like we're not supposed to, can it affect long term our heart health?
Yeah, great question. And in fact, I think you talk to a lot of cardiologists, at least integrative cardiologists today, and they would say that, you know, that the heart issues of, you know, heart disease, heart failure, really stem from kind of the gut immune brain interface that, because 70% of your immune system's in your gut, right? So you have this inflammatory response that literally starts to trigger what's called endothelial dysfunction. Meaning that the inner lining of your artery begins to trigger an inflammatory response. And that inflammatory response leads to damaging that blood vessel. And then certain events can happen like stroke or a heart attack. But it's important to understand that what you do, how you eat, exercise, all those things we talked about have a dramatic impact on endothelial dysfunction. And when you take aged garlic extract, it turns out, and I know we'll talk about it after break, it turns out that it has a bunch of different roles in maintaining blood vessel health, which I think people will be excited about hearing.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm hoping we get into circulation and all that other good stuff. Listeners, if you'd like to learn more about what we're sharing, read some of the research, learn more about Wakanaga. Goodness, they're such a great company, so rooted in deep research, really making sure that you have the ammunition you need to understand why you would want to incorporate something in your life to make these modifications. You can learn more at the website, kyolic.com. That's kyolic.com. You can also link directly from our site, which is americasnaturaldoctor.com. If you click underneath the radio tab, you could be taken to that site. And later in the next episode, we're going to tell you about a way that potentially you can win a year's supply. So go and check that out when you have a moment. And also you can learn more about Jim Laval on that website if you want to go learn about some of the great books that he's put out, his 35 plus years of helping people. A lot of great information. Stick with us. We'll be right back after the break.
The pursuit of a healthy immune system is so important for our long-term health. And being healthy for the long-term is everyone's goal, right? So which immune health supplement is recommended for those who also have cardiovascular concerns? Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Aged garlic extract, regarded as one of the leading natural heart health supplements, has been clinically proven to help reduce high blood pressure and inflammation. Experts believe this alleviates demands on the body's energy stores, freeing it up to fight invaders. The result? A more responsive immune system. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract begins with 100% organically grown garlic and is the most scientifically researched, highest quality, and best-selling odorless garlic extract supplement. And for extra support, get Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Immune Formula 103. Try Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract for a healthy heart and a healthy immune system. Discover more at Kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com.
Each day in the news and from the scientific community, we are hearing more about magnesium, which is great considering all of the important roles that magnesium plays in the human body, including muscle function, bone development, vision health, and more. Many of us are unaware that magnesium deficiency is one of the leading nutrient deficiencies in adults. So it's a good idea to consider taking magnesium supplements regularly. Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium contains therapeutic doses of 100% pure Albion magnesium as glycinate chelate, considered to be the gold standard in quality minerals. For maximum bioavailability, Emerald Labs 400 milligram magnesium is additive-free, gluten-free, vegan, and also doctor-formulated.
The Emerald Labs line of products can be found at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide, or you can learn more at EmeraldLabs.com. That's EmeraldLabs.com. Emerald, the additive-free company.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, Jim LaValle teaching us all about ways we can encourage and nurture the immune response throughout all seasons. We're not just looking at one particular season. This is something that we need our immune system to suit up each and every day, and we need our cardiovascular system to be on point also to encourage it. Now, Jim, before we went to the break, you were taking us to class a little bit. We were talking about the correlation between heart and immune. We talked a little bit about cholesterol. What about circulation? I know that you teach a lot of people on exercise, and people will come to you, maybe they're overweight and they're trying to change up their diet and lifestyle. How can that circulation in some way be attributed to an increase in AGE?
Well, with aged garlic extract, the beauty of it is they've shown this in multiple studies, everything from thermoscans where, you know, they show blood flow in an individual by body temperature and it shows up in colors. Then they give them aged garlic extract, and then the extremities, you know, from that, you know, basically from the knee down to the feet and then to the hands, really change their body temperature. And the reason it's doing that, it improves peripheral circulation because when you take aged garlic extract, it has this dramatic impact on allowing your blood vessels to relax. And so your blood vessels become more pliable again as you're decreasing that inflammatory signaling that's going on in your body. So when your body's got that inflammatory signal and you're under stress and you're making a bunch of adrenaline, your blood vessels get tight and your blood pressure goes up. And so there's been multiple studies showing that on average about a 16% reduction in blood pressure with the use of aged garlic extract. And they've got a great, you know, circulation formula. They've got they've got an omega AGE formula that's fish oils plus vitamin D2 plus vitamin K plus aged garlic extract plus some B vitamins. I really like that if somebody's going to try to go, well, you know, fish oils are good, and gosh, I really do need to keep my calcium in my bones, like the K2, the tin that. It's a great combination. But just remember, when blood pressures go down, that means circulation is improving because your blood vessels are more relaxed. That's going to allow for you to carry nutrients deeper into your tissues. And you know what? When you exercise in combination with it, it's so important because we don't think of blood flow as something, say, for example, important to nourish your microbiome in your gut. But we know that as people are overweight, as their blood pressures go up and we reduce blood flow into the intestine, we start to create more lipopolysaccharide. And that's because the bacteria die off and the cell wall of the bacteria releases this lipopolysaccharide. And it turns out if we don't filter that stuff off, if it builds up, that's one of the most inflammatory compounds in your body. I mean, it attaches to heart tissue, to kidneys, to the liver, to your blood vessels, and triggers the gene transcription for inflammatory signaling. So when you start thinking about circulation, yeah, it's important for blood flow for your blood vessels, and so your hands feel warm and your feet feel warm. But I don't think a lot of people realize that blood flow is super important to get to your intestines, for example, or to get to your tissues and organs to deliver nutrients. So working on circulation is incredibly important. And, you know, the evidence on aged garlic extract and how it affects circulation and peripheral circulation, I mean, it's published in multiple studies, in human studies, by the way. You know, like I say, I always say, if you know, for a lot of things that we read about, if a rat comes into the practice, I've got a lot of stuff to throw at them, right? It's when you're studying humans that it really matters. And that's what I really appreciate about, you know, about Wakanaga and all the research that they've done at, like you said, at leading universities around the world.
Yeah, absolutely. And the amount of people that have been able to be helped since, you know, 50 years, you know, incorporating just in the U.S. alone. I think it was way earlier in Japan. The interesting part, there's 12 formulas that people can look at if they're wanting to, you know, take care of their cardiovascular health, manage some of the inflammatory factors. But where would someone start? Someone's hearing this for the first time. What would you recommend, Jim, where maybe they might want to try something for the first time of a kyolic?
Yeah, like the 103 is great because, you know, especially during the winter months, you get all that extra benefit, you know, of the other compounds, mushroom extracts and olive leaf extract that helps with your overall immune system. So the one thing I tell people to do is try to get to 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract a day, just as a preventative. If you're someone that you already have blood pressure issues, and remember, if you do have blood pressure issues and you add aged garlic extract and you notice your blood pressure starting to come down, make sure you talk to your doctor about reducing your potential needs for your medication. Because it does drop your blood pressure, a significant amount. So I would pick first, so you have blood pressure is a formula. There's the Omega AGE that contains the fish oils and more of like a multitasking, I'd say, kyolic formula. There's great, digestive formula. There's one that's just strictly for inflammation that has curcumin in it. So if you have a specific need, pick that formula from Kyolic. And you can go on their website. They go to Wakanaga. They can go to kyolic.com. And you can read about each formulation. I always say, well, keep some cardiovascular formula around, the Formula 100, that you can add to basically top off the tank with your aged garlic extract. Because the majority of the studies would say, get to 1,200 milligrams a day. Some cases, 2,400 if you're looking for blood pressure. And there's even cases, and even with the blood pressure formula, they showed at 1,200 milligrams a day it worked, because it just depends on your goal. For example, when overweight people took aged garlic extract, it reduced their inflammatory cytokines, the immune bombs I was talking about earlier, the smart bombs that trigger inflammation inside your arteries and in your tissue, by about 30%. So reducing your inflammatory signaling just by taking aged garlic extract, that's really a big thing. So try to get to that 1,200, even better, in my opinion, going to 2,400 milligrams a day. And you can do that with the cardiovascular immune reserve. That's a great formula. It's called Formula 200. But that's the way I recommend people get started on it. Pick one that you need and then make sure you top it off and get to that 1,200.
Yeah, that's a great point, Jim. Thank you for recommending that. And then Stinking Rose Effect. What do you want to say? Is this odorless? What can people... Exactly.
Yeah.
Are they going to ward off? Yeah. Talk a little bit about that.
Exactly. Well, as Italians, we know there is no bad garlic smell. But other than us, I would say that, that when you age garlic, the volatile compounds that create that stinking rose effect, that when you ingest it, you would then, potentially, get that odor through your pores, that is no longer happening. So when you age garlic, you get rid of the volatile compounds that have that stinking rose effect. New compounds are made in the aging process that allows the, aged garlic extract to take on these, fantastic properties and, subject of 870 publications. So with aging, no problem. Also, they've tested it with blood thinning agents, and there's no change in what's called the INR time. So if you're on a blood thinning agent, you know what that is. So it doesn't have an effect there to worry about. And look, there's studies that show that if you're already on a statin, and a lot of people are, that you can get enhanced efficacy from that. So, it's really easy, I think, easy to take. You don't have to worry about the stinking rose effect. Garlic products that are freeze-dried or just garlic in a capsule, that's not the same. When you age garlic extract, there's only one company that does it. It's Wakanaga. When you age it, it changes its properties, and a lot of those properties are what are responsible for all of these human studies showing such a positive effect. They even showed that it lowered left ventricular mass in people with diabetes. I mean, because a lot of times people with diabetes get an enlarged, they enlarge their left ventricle or their heart, They actually, when you took your aged garlic extract, they showed this in a 12-month study that it actually helped to reduce the size, go, you know, making it go more back to normal. That's incredible.
Yeah, that's unheard of. And I mean, a game changer for a lot of people dealing with that, because, you know, that can get really scary. And again, appreciate all the recommendations and, again, using your over 35 years of experience to help people navigate these situations. And again, a big congratulations to Wakanaga of America. They're celebrating their 50th anniversary. In honor of that, they're doing a consumer sweepstakes. And again, they want to thank all of the shows, our loyal listeners of the program. And we're so grateful for the dedication they've put in, not only for being a partner in health for over a decade, but again, just inspiring people to get on a better health journey with doing education, doing shows like this, and then putting all that money into research. So again, if you'd like to be a part of it, to give thanks, they're celebrating with their 50th anniversary sweepstakes giveaway each month for 2022. You can visit kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C, kyolic.com, to enter for a chance to win a one-year supply. That's 12 bottles of your favorite Wakanaga / Kyolic product. Again, there's no purchase necessary. The winner is randomly drawn each month. But again, if you'd like to learn more, feel free to visit kyolic.com. Jim, thank you so much for taking the time to be with me today. I always love catching up with you. I hope that you take care of yourself and we get to talk to you again soon.
That's great, Kelly. Thanks for having me.
Anytime. And listeners, have a happy and healthy week, and we'll catch you next time right here on Forever Young.